Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. Now, my next guest was involved in a horrific traffic collision, leaving him with a catastrophic brain injury in October 2005. Shane Mullins from Galway was just 17 when he decided to get behind the wheel of a car drunk. Now, after leaving a local pub intoxicated, Shane flipped his car into a field. Now, luckily, the passenger, his friend, escaped with minor injuries. But Shane wasn't so lucky. His head hit a concrete pillar, causing him to lose his ability to speak and to walk. He has fought his way back from the brink of death and now helps others avoid the same fate with his initiative called DEMS, Determination, Motivation, Emotion Support, Social Life. I'm delighted to say Shane now joins me on the line. Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm delighted to be able to talk to you. Let's take our minds back to before the accident. Were you a happy young fella?
I was, yeah. I had a great upbringing and everything. You know, I was just wild, that's all. Wild, and I did bold things. But I was a very outgoing person. That was very sporty and everything. I don't do that anymore. Like,
what made you get behind the wheel that night? And are there regrets still?
Yeah, because not regrets as such in my life, but regrets what I've done to my mother and my father and my family. Do you know the pain I put them through?
Shane, what was your experience in rehab like?
Oh, rehab was good because they say, once they see you putting in effort, they'll put in more effort into you.
Yeah.
And it was very positive, and it was very, I enjoyed the challenge of coming back, do you know?
What a challenge that was. How many years would you say?
Oh, a good few years. It's a new path I'm on now since 2011 with the mess. So every day is a challenge. Every day is turning new corners and new everything, like.
Tell me what your daily life is like. Exercise, that kind of thing. I know you can't do much.
Oh yeah, I go to the gym a lot when it's open. But at the moment in lockdown, I'm relaxing. I'm looking after my niece and nephew. They just live across the road from me there. They come in and out the house here half the time.
So you have a bit of company. They're keeping you busy, I suspect.
Oh, they are.
Now, realising the devastating consequences this accident had on you, you continued drinking for a number of years after. Why was that?
I did. Unfortunately, I did. Well, it was just because I was disappointed with my injuries, you know, but I was also, I was good crack, and I was just doing it because everyone else was doing it my age. I was only 18, like, everyone else was doing it, so I wanted to fit in with them and do it.
Do you think there's an issue with young adults turning to drink in this country?
Yes, I think so. A big issue. The turn of the drink and think it'll help. Well, it's not going to help. There's no way it's going to help. And I know because I went through it, it doesn't help. It's only a hindrance and a massive hindrance.
You did eventually give it up though, didn't you?
I did. I'm off it over 10, 11 years.
Was that difficult?
No. Just decided one day I'm not going to do it.
And that was it?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And what did you say, 11 years you're off it now?
10 or 11, something like that.
Wow. You did a course in radio journalism in 2011. How did you find that? How did that go?
It was hard because I don't really have the studious mind, you know. I don't really have that sort of mind on me. But it was hard, but I got through it. And one of my lecturers said to me, would you mind talking about your experience and DEMS? And then I went from there on to a radio on GTI radio show, and then a journalist got wind of it, and then it just got big from there. Like.
Snowballed, yeah, because it's an incredible story, and I think there's a lot of life lessons in your story from just making a bad decision in your youth and coming back from that. But the long road of recovery you had to go through just shows how determined you are. Shane, what is DEMS all about?
Well, you can adapt it to your life if you want. I'm not pressuring anyone. Mm-hmm. It's up to the person at the end of the day to take control of their lives and do the right thing. Now, it'll help with addictions, mental health problems, and mental health is getting big, and mental health with physical problems. The MESS is a self-help program, so it's up to you to take control of your life and do right by it.
And who's it targeted at?
It's at everyone, really.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I can talk to young people because I know when I go on stage, I've learned to talk to young people, I've talked to elderly people. It's everyone.
Where do you see it going, the future? You say you do a lot of talks with young people. What kind of response do they have? I mean, do they listen intently at you? Do they really, can they relate to your drinking experience in your late teens?
Well, I think they can. They relate to it. But, like, what I like to do on stage is crack a few jokes and, how would you say, well, it's like a bit of a comedy show. And, well, serious and comedy.
Jeez,
and
is there comedy? Is there comedy in nearly killing yourself?
Well, there's...
There is.
I think there's a bit of humour in every tragedy.
Yeah.
I think there's a bit of humour in every tragedy. And if you can pull the P-I-S-S out of yourself, that you're doing the right thing.
I suppose sometimes I think we're a nation of experts on this, you know, of seeing the funny side in a lot of dark places, because sometimes it's the only way that we can relate and, you know, take it on board and understand things as well. I'm sure that has a huge effect on young people when you're doing a talk on your life story.
Oh, it does.
And telling them.
I've got great responses. And then I took a break for a while because I was looking after my niece and nephew across the road. I put more energy into them.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to do in the future is I might get a job in the radio business. I might get a job in the TV business. I enjoy this sort of side of life and I've opened up opportunities myself. So I'd like to pat myself on the back.
Thank you very much. You should.
And I've opened up opportunities for myself. And who knew? Before my accident, what I was talking about, I'd like a job in radio. And it never even came into my mind, like, but now it has.
And I don't doubt that you won't do it. I mean, you're a very determined fella. You can see that clearly. You decided to take part in a charity event for Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, is that right?
I did.
Tell us about that.
The month of January, walk 150,000 steps across the month of January, and I raised some money for it then, and it's over now, like. But I raised some money for it.
And how did that feel?
Oh, good. Sure, I'm always walking anyway.
You may as well make a bit of money out of it for charity. Of course. Shane, if you could talk to your younger self, 18-year-old Shane, what would you say to him?
I'd give him a welt and I'd say, cop on, you stupid man.
That'd do it.
Yeah, because I had the bubbliness, but it took the accident to find out where I wanted to go with my life.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds horrific, but it did take the accident. I know my mother and father have a different opinion on that, but it did take the accident to find out where I want to go in life.
Well, you're on the right path now, and I wish you the very, very best of luck. Shane, thank you so much for telling your story today and for wanting to help others. I mean, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And Shane, you can be found on Twitter, is that right? At @demess_Shane?
Yeah, I'd just like to take a second to talk about my social media. I have a very, very poor following in the social media side of things. They don't see a good thing when they know it.
This is true.
But anyway, I have a very poor social media following. You can find me on Instagram, Shane Mullen 6333, or Facebook or Twitter.
So that's on Instagram, Shane Mullen 6333. He's also on Facebook and on Twitter at @demess_Shane. Shane, best of luck with everything. Hopefully we can get you a few more followers and you keep your story going and out there. It will change a lot of young people's lives for sure.
Well, thank you very much for having me today, Jennifer. And I look forward for the job opportunity you have going for me.
It's coming. It's coming soon. Maybe after this song. See you, Shane.
All right. Good luck. Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.